让我们凭着神的应许来到他的面前，把我们的重担忧愁卸给他。
In accordance to God's promise that we could shed away our labors and come to Him and to be receiving peace.
让今天成为我们一个礼拜最享受的一天。
So let today be the day that we enjoy.
就是享受神。
That we can enjoy God.
我们一起来祷告，求主带领我们早上的聚会。
Let us pray and ask God for His guidance throughout today's service.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
愿大家平安。
Peace be among everyone.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习两难之间。
This morning I'd like to learn with everyone with the topic hard pressed between the two.
我们看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章的二十二节。
Philippians
二十三节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 23.
请读。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 23, For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
这里保罗说，我正在两难之间。
Here Paul says, I am hard pressed between the two.
那这两难是什么？
What are the two factors that he's pressed against?
因为他被关到监牢里面。
Because he was imprisoned.
随时都有殉道的可能。
He had the chance to be be sacrifice of his life.
所以死亡对他来讲是很实在的一件事情。
So to him, death is really it could happen to him anytime.
所以他的两难就是到底我活着好还是死好。
So in this case, the context for him is he's hard pressed between whether to.Die or to live.
因此，保罗面对人生的最后一个时刻，他在描写他对生死的看法。
So these few verses in Philippians talks about Paul's perspective about life and death.
因为我们对死亡的看法会影响我们怎么活在这个地上。
And how we view death.Has a lot to do and influence to how we live.
那常常我们因为每一天很自然的，特别是生活很顺利，一天过一天，很少去想到死这一件事情。
Oftentimes we go about our business, live our daily lives, and very rarely we think about the notion of death.
那因为对死这件事情没有认真的去思想，所以我们对活也。没有很认真的去想到底要怎么活。
So therefore, because we have not spent time to think about death, nor have we spent a lot of time think about how we should live.
所以如果对死亡有一个很清楚的认识，我们的生活方向就会很正确。
So likewise, if we have a very clear understanding about death, then we will have a very clear direction in terms of how we should live.
最近跟两个神学生一起在学习圣经的道理。
Recently, I've been studying the Bible with two theological students.
我很好奇问他们，你现在几岁
？I asked them, how old are you?
还不到四十岁。
Both of them are not even 40 years old.
他们本来都有很好的职业。
Previously, they both have great careers.
有很幸福的家庭。
They all have wonderful families.
这个是算人生的一个巅峰时间。
And really, they were at the pinnacle of their lives.
但是在还不到四十岁，会想要改变人生的跑道，这是不简单。
So to me, for them to offer their lives to Christ, to commit to Christ at Not even 40 years old, that was very impressive to me.
因为这不只是会影响他们，也会影响他们的家庭。
Because that decision not only impacts them, but also impacts their family members.
更会影响教会。
Also, it will influence and impact church.
所以我们每一个人生活方向的改变会带给教会很大的影响。
So likewise, the directions we take in our daily living will influence.Our church.
我记得去看过一个姐妹。
I once visited a sister.
她生病很严重。
She was ill.
她在大概是只有四十几岁。
She was about 40 years old.
啊，她说，如果主耶稣再一次让我好起来，我一定要从心里实实在在的爱神跟爱人。
She tells me that if the Lord Jesus Christ would heal her and let her live again, she would devote her thoughts and mind to Christ.
啊，她真的了解人为什么活着。
Because she came to the realization why a person, the meaning of life is.
啊，但是第三天她离世了。
But unfortunately, 3 days after that, she passed.
因为她的时候到了。
Because her time has come.
啊，另外一个弟兄啊，在80年代啊，事业做得非常顺利。
There once was a brother in the 1980s. He had a very successful career.
啊，那个时候他常常对啊。啊，朋友说啊，他要到非洲去打猎。
He often boasted to his friends that he would like to go to Africa to hunt.
啊，后来生了一场很严重的病。
But all of a sudden he became ill.
他真的觉悟人为什么活着。
He came to the realization the true meaning and purpose of life.
哦，他说，如果神让我好起来，我要到非洲去传道。
He lamented that if God heals his illness, that he will go to Africa to preach instead.
但是第二个月他就离世了。
Unfortunately, 2 months after he said that, he passed away.
所以我们从保罗在两难之间，让我们来想想跟生跟死这一件事情。
So through what Paul has stated in his reference to being hard pressed between the two, let us contemplate aboutthe meanings of our life and the meaning of our deaths.
好，回来看第一章二十三节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1, verse 23.
中间说，我情愿离开世界与基督同在，这是好的无比的。
Paul says here, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
当然生死在神的控制啊。
Ultimately, we realize that whether we live or die, that's up to God.
但是保罗说，如果我能够选择，我要选择死，因为这是好的无比的。
However, Paul here says that if he had the choice, he would choose to depart from this world because that is far better.
每一个人都想要活下去。
I'm sure every one of us has the desire to live.
如果有一个人他选择死，常常是因为活下去很痛苦。
For a person to choose death over life, perhaps for that person, living is far more painful.
所以他觉得死比活好。
That's why that person would decide that death would be better than living.
最近有一个姐妹在见证。
Recently, there was a testimony from one of our sisters.
她的母亲活的年纪很大。
She had a mother that was very advanced in age.
在最后一段时间活得很辛苦。
But during the latter part of her mother's life, she had a very difficult life.
大概是半昏迷的状态。
She was unconscious for a long time.
有一天她就向神祷告。
One day the sister prayed to God.
若神啊，如果你愿意啊，求你让她好起来。
She prays to God that, Lord, if you are willing, please let my mother regain her health.
但是如果你要接她回去，请你赶快接她回去，因为她真的活得很辛苦。
But if your decision is to take her life, please take her swiftly because she is suffering.
那在很认真祷告，她感觉到圣灵告诉她。
In her prayer and concentration, she felt that the Holy Spirit was telling her.
说你要去告诉你的妈妈。
The Holy Spirit was telling her, you should go talk to your mother.
要把心理上她跟人的过节要解开。
To tell your mother to unlock some of the misunderstandings and entanglements that you have with others in this world.
其实她的母亲很热心啊。
In actuality, her mother has a really good faith, very zealous in church.
有时候到教会来聚会。
She often comes to service.
最后一段时间常常坐轮椅。
And toward her latter parts of her days, she was in a wheelchair.
那要祷告，她用爬的爬到前面来。
She would crawl to the front of the chapel to pray.
真的很热心。
She was very zealous and
fervent. 但是很热心她心里还是有一个结，就是别人对她的结，她解不开。
However, despite of her zeal and faith towards God, she still had a knot in her heart against others.
所以她就去见她的母亲。
So therefore, she, the sister, proceeded to talk to her mother.
奉主耶稣的圣名，对她母亲讲，你要把这个